Okay, well, it's a Zechul, Ili Mishnas. Shloimitzi ben Avraham Yehuda HaLevi. Volim Sech the Yadayim. Perik Aleph. We're up to Nero, Perik Beis. Perik Beis. We're up to Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel HaYadayim, Metamis, Metamis, and HaPerik. Shtet on the Helik Mishnah, Yadayim, Metamis, Kolema, Tameis, Metumas Yadayim, Metamis, 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 Yadayim, and HaPerik. What's meant the Perik? Yes, my father, Shem, I'd mock
it.
Tumas, Bitumas, Yudayim, they become tummy. If you touch something unclean, where does the tumas serve? I go and I touch this thing that touches something that's unclean until where does the tumas spread? It spread into my body, until here. What's the peric over here until the knuckles? Okay, Kolema, Tumas, Yudayim, and Mataris. The first thing that I think when I wash the hands, I have to wash the minimum of until the peric. At a peric, yes, my father, I'd mock him, Tribur, Kaf, Hayad. Lukana has joya. Some say perik means until here, okay, until the wrist, and some say haynu v'yeshosh man mokam chibur ha'etzba'is l'kafia the knuckles. The yesh v'varim ad a perik emsoi shel ha'etzba'is. Some say means. I didn't go yesterday. The story. I'm not tired. I was lazy. I was going to go. Tired. Very tired. Ketzat. Ketzat. I was busy yesterday. Also was yesterday. It was horrid, it was vertracht. Ketzat. Not talas who was shining, no matter, three perushim. What do you mean, perik? Three perushim, okay? Three perushim, you mean until here, or here, or until here. Got it? Three perushim as to what it means, the perik. Luckily, when we wash, we mark it to wash until here. We're affluent people in America, Baruch Hashem, we have water. Ancient times, they had no water. They had to be mekatzer. Okay, so not those who are shining, shining. And my mother shining, my perik. Kashir shach li tolas v'sashmim, v'may mashmim achus l'perik. So the first washing was until the perik brush. Kashir l'tzarech v'yes hashmim ha'mayim hashmim chutz l'perik. Kolema shatach gam chutz l'perik v'chazru ha'mayim chutz l'perik liyad. And then v'chazru ha'mayim, the water returned mi'chutz l'perik liyad l'soich ha'perik tohira. So if I do the first washing, I do kadasu chedin. Right, I wash.
What do you call does he have on you?
What?
He has one tiny on you, he says. One tiny. What's the tiny?
Take a guess. Right there.
Like a hole in the wall.
Ketzat. Not all this, we're showing him. My mother is showing him all the paraparak. Gashir, she's certainly told this is name. I'm my mashrim, chusaparak, clam, mashafak, come chusaparak, close your mind, me chusaparak. Liad, Liad, Lesecha Perek, Tohira, Hayad, Lefisha, Mai Mashrim, Shuchus, the Perek, Chosuliad, Tohirim him, Shaina Yadim, Timaeus, Chutz, the Perek. Okay, so the only washing hands. The second washing was the Chosuliad, Chutz, the Perek, but and then the water went and flowed, Liad, Tohira, Hayad, Lefisha, Mai Mashrim, Shuchus, the Perek, Chosuliad, Tohirim him, Shaina Yadim, Timaeus, Chutz, the Perek. The inner and betama is sham is hamayim. What happened here is I go and I wash the first washing until the knuckles, itching all over the place. And then I wash the second, and then I wash chutz from the chutz, and the water from the chutz goes and it spreads over here. It flows down. So even though the washing was not on top of the water itself, it was under the barrel, the washing was over here, and from here it went to over here, it's okay. Because when the water makes contact with this part of the body, it does not become tummy. This part of the body is not tummy, so therefore the water is tar. And then when the water flows down, it's going to be metaher, the water that's over here. Got it? I washed the first time until the knuckles. The first, you wash twice, once, twice. The first time I wash the knuckles. When I wash the knuckles, that water that I wash is metaher, the tumma until the knuckles. The tumma until the knuckles now is extracted and goes into the water. Now I wash a second time. The goal of the second washing is to cleanse, is to be metaher, the water that's resting upon my hands. That's the goal. Now, that can only be achieved if the water that I pour is water that's tahar. But if the water that I pour is water that's tame, it's not going to be metaher, the water. So if I pour it directly from the cup onto the knuckles, onto the water, then it's going to be metaher. The water number two will be metaher, water number one. But if I pour the water
what
on my
body...
What
kind of water did you pour on number one?
Kosher water. Water
so
that's
what's tar. The problem here?
So the problem, then there was no problem. But in this situation, I did not pour the second water on the water, on water number one. I poured water number two on my body. And for my body,
what body?
Here, higher up, on the arm. Chutz l'perek.
See, you're what do you call it? You're shlemazel.
Right, but here's what's happening. The water from over here is dripping down. It's flowing down like a stream, like a river. It's flowing down and it's coming and it's going to come and make contact with all the water on my knuckles.
It's okay, but it's all kosher water, so what's the problem?
So here is the question. If this part of the body is tummy, because I never poured water on it.
But the Yadayim is only until the knuckles.
Right, so I did until the knuckles.
You cleansed the knuckles.
But the water, right now the water is wet. My knuckles are wet. It's wet, correct? I poured water on my knuckles.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So the tumor of my fingers has
so
now...
So now this water is going to... It's going to wipe
down.
Out.
Right.
It's going to wipe out.
It's not going to wipe out. We learned yesterday it's not going to wipe out. It's been metahir. Water number two doesn't rinse away. Water number two is lumnus. We learned this yesterday. Remember this yesterday, this lumnus? The water number two is metahir water number one.
Fine, whatever you want to call it.
So the only can achieve, that can accomplish that if water number two is tahir.
So?
But if water number two is
tummy, can't be
tummy. Also, maybe you would argue that this part of the body, anything that's chutz l'perek, is tummy.
I'd say it's tar.
Why is tar?
Because the only thing that becomes tummy is from the parak and
down. So that's exactly what tummy teaches. That exactly is Hayadayim. It's exactly what it's teaching in this Mishnah. Hayadayim mitamas umitaros on a parak. That when your hands become tame,
exactly.
That's it's the chiddush. They only become tame until the joint.
Okay.
So therefore, l'may nafkamina, ketsa, l'may nafkamina, the nafkamina is, since it only becomes tame until the joint,
not if the
mayim, if you were to hold that the water over here is tame,
if you would hold this is
tame, so when the water touches here, the water becomes tame, now when the water flows down, it's not going to work. Because water that's tummy.
Did you hear? I understood.
No. I want to be sure because sometimes you'd be occupied. Okay, so the apeg was achus peg the yad because the tar fine.
Yeah, the fish are
my machine with shorter peg because the yad.
It was
ain a yadaim the mes lochus peg in the time of shem as my in the time of shem as my. Next halacha not was shem as shem lochus less they're going to wash the mind machine him. The asashnim chutz leperek. Okay, now you zach over here. I washed the Rishonim, the
Eshashim. Both of them,
the Chutz L'Perek. They
came down.
No. You washed it up here. That's what it says. It's a different case.
It goes up.
So the Chazul Yad, and then it goes back down. Goes up and down. The water starts over here, then it goes up, then it goes down.
How do you do this?
Go up like this.
Where's the witty call? Where's the picture?
I don't know. I have a picture book. Chazul Yad, I'm reaching all over the place.
So we're not supposed to understand because you decide you don't want the picture book.
I have to go get it. I don't know. Something's wrong with me.
Lazy. Nothing wrong with you. That's what your mother used to say.
The chazul yad was such a parak. Tameya hayad. Why? Shamayim harishadim shiyatsu chutz leperak nitnu tichila binegiyasam biyadai besuch a parak. So in this situation, tameya hayad. Hayad shamayim harishadim shiyatsu chutz leperak nitnu tichila became tame binegiyasam biyadai besuch a parak. When the shar betumasim afli achas shenot alasei mayim hashnim. Why? Shein ha'mayim hashlim mitadim ela es ha'mayim harishaynim sha'ad ha'perek v'lo yes ha'mayim shechutz l'perek v'zehu sheshminu el sha'adayim mitadim sa'ad ha'perek chukulik kashuchadju ha'mayim yichutz l'perek liyadoi tim'uha. I don't understand what this means. Over here not ales harishaynim v'yes ha'shnim you wash the nishaynim v'yes ha'shnim the first water v'yes ha'shnim chutz l'perek chutz l'perek, outside the perek, v'chazru liyad, t'meya, I don't know if this is all together, not ales harishon v'yes harishonim chutz l'perek, shagam ha'mayim harishonim v'gam hashnim yatsu mitoich ha'perek, l'chutz l'perek. So it starts out in the beginning on the yad, it goes backwards. V'chazul yad l'tzach haperek, t'mei, why? Hayat shamayim harishom shiyos v'chus haperek, nitmu t'chila. Okay, now I got it. Minigyasam b'yad l'tzach haperek, b'nishar b'tumasam, af li'achar shenot l'samayim harishom. And remains b'tumasam, even li'achar shenot l'samayim harishom, shenamayim harishom mitarim, Okay, here's what happened. I washed the water until the knuckles. Paying attention?
Yeah, listen.
The tumma in the yard. The tumma in the yard in my fingers is extracted and it's now present where?
In the water.
I did a good washing. I did a very good washing. Following?
Yeah, where's the water?
The water, my hands are all wet. They're still wet. My hands are wet. I washed until the knuckles. When I wash until the knuckles, what happens? There's tumma in my fingers, which now is extracted and is absorbed into the water. So the water is tummy. What I'm supposed to do is wash that water a second time, and the second washing will cleanse the contamination in the water. But instead of washing the second, before I washed the second time, I went like this. I lifted my hands up, which caused the water to go up, to go down over here, on this part. So now, then I wash a second time. I wash over here a second time on my knuckles of Nachmal. So whatever I wash over here, the second time is going to be mitahar, the residue of water on the knuckles. But then I go back like this for the second water. Now that second water is touching the water that's above the knuckles. When the second water touches the water above the knuckles, the second water also becomes tameh. Then when I go down, that water comes back and contaminates the hands all over again. So that's review. You're not paying attention. I can see in your eyes. You totally have no clue what I'm saying over here.
You sure, really? Because you don't even have a clue what you're saying either.
I do have a clue. Listen to what happened over here. I wash until the knuckles. When you wash until the knuckles, what happens?
Tar.
What's tar?
The water.
No, it's not. That's exactly the point you're missing. It's not tar. It's not tar. When you wash until the knuckles, what happens? When I wash until the knuckles, why am I so tired?
You're not tired. You're just faking it.
What?
You're faking it.
When I wash until the knuckles, what happens?
You say it's tummy.
There's tummy in the fingers. The tummy fingers, where is the go? It goes into the water. The water is tummy. What am I supposed to do now? Let's say we're dealing with the ideal situation. What am I supposed to do now? I'm supposed to take water again, wash the first water. And the second water will then be mitahir, the residue of the first water. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's why you wash twice. The first time you wash is you extract the tumma onto the water, and the second washing is metahir the water.
Okay.
Right, that's what we learned. You wash twice.
Good.
But in this case, here's the rule, the only time water is metahir water is if the water is on below the perek. If the water is above the perek, the second water is not metahir the first water. How do you like that? The only time water...
But we just finished saying that the hands aren't tummy up here.
The hands are not tummy, but the water is tummy.
Why is the water tummy?
Because when I wash until the knuckles, what happens? The tumma in the fingers goes into the water.
Go ahead.
I'm supposed...
Where's the water going?
I go like this. The water now goes over here on the wrist.
It makes the thing tummy?
No, it doesn't make it tummy. It doesn't make it tummy, but this part of the body does not become tummy. Anything above the knuckle does not become tummy.
So what's the problem?
The water is still tummy.
Okay.
Now, I then wash a second time. I'm only until the knuckles.
Okay.
So whatever residue on until there then becomes tar. Then I go up at the water. I go up knuckle a second time. A second time I go up. When I go up a second time, what happens? Water number two mingles with water number one. Because there's water number one over here, up over here.
I mean, over here, and made it kosher.
The water over here is kosher. Anything that's wet above until now is kosher now. But when I go like this, what happens? That water mingles with the water number one that I let go up over here.
Okay.
Now, when it goes over here, what happens now?
I don't know.
It touches that water. That water, water number one is tame over there.
Huh.
That water that's tame is now going to contaminate water number two.
Why when it touches here, it cleans this water, and why when it goes up that way, it makes it tame?
Because gezeiros hakos, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Hayudai mitamos mitaharos. The only way water, the only place on the body where water can be metaher is only adaperik. So it's magic. When I pour water, the water can only extract the tumah. When I pour water, the water can only extract the tumah. It can only extract the tumah adaperik. The first washing, the water remains tumah. When I go like this, that tumahitic water is now over here. I wash a second time. And then I go like this, so that water which goes and is touching the water over here, which is tummy. And then when I let it go down, nochamol, it contaminates my hands all over again.
Okay, great.
That's what it says. It says over here. It says here, notal es harishoinim v'yesashnim chutz laperek. It went up. What does that mean? So he explains here, Shagam Hamayim Harishayim, the Gam Hashnim Yatsu Mitocha Perk, L'chutz Perk. I wash twice, once, went up. I wash a second time, and I go up. So what is the halacha? The Chazul Yad, and after I go up twice, after I let it go down, and now the water drips down Nachamal upon my fingers. The Chazul L'socha Perk, Tameya. Hayat, why? Shehamayim harishayim. When I washed first time, what happened? I washed for the first time. Good. The tumah from the hand went into the water, and that's why you wash twice. The second washing is metahar the water, not the yad. This is the yisoy. The yisoy, you have to understand the principle. You don't know the principle, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. The reason why you wash twice. Go ask the average guy.
Go ahead, no.
If the second water is metahar the first water, the first washing brings out the tumah, but the water is tumah. Then when you wash a second time, to be metahar the water.
So
if you don't wash a second time to be metahar the water, that water remains tumah. L'may nafkamina, if I take that water, I put it in storage. I take that water and we put it over here.
Right.
And then I wash a second time. And then I bring that water over here back to over here. That water is always tummy. It's going to contaminate this water. So tumei hayad shamayim arishayim shiyatzu chus leperik nitzmu tchila v'negiyasim miyadai v'sechem became tummy. The first water is tummy. V'nisharu bitumasam. It remains tummy. Af liach hashim notal es hamayim hashniyim. Why? Because because since now the second water is located higher up, it's not located in the proper location, it's not going to do its job. When I go and I wash a second time, it's not going to have the ability to mitar the water over here. It only is mitar the water until the perek. It's not mitar the water above the perek. So now when the water over here goes back, returns back, yeah, it's going to contaminate it. Nachamal. Good? Let's go weiter. We'll come back and read the mission soon. Not alas, I wash only one yad. Oh, wow, it's a long mission over here. Shloi not alas, yad achas. V'nimlach, I change my mind. V'not alas ha-shniyim l'shte yadav. I change my mind. And I wash ha-shniyim l'shte yadav. And the second washing is both hands. They're both telling me why. Because okay, another interpretation. Let's not do that. I'd rather just do one interpretation. So here you hear that over here. You know what you did? I wash only once. I wash until the knuckles over here. And then I put my two hands together and I wash both hands together. What happens? I'm tummy. I'm worse than I started. Not paying attention.
Further, let's go.
And we just have the Christ of the mission. Hear what happened over here? I wash just one hand.
Right.
I wash one hand. What happens to this one hand? What, right now, what is the matzav?
Matzav is its tummy.
What's tummy?
The water.
The water, but not the hand. The hand is tummy. The water is tummy. I then put the two hands together. Put the two hands together, and you pour water on both hands together. So what happens? So this hand, technically, I've been cleansing the water of this hand, and this is the very first time.
Right.
So therefore, this, the water becomes tummy because it's the first time for this hand.
Right.
This water is tummy,
right,
and this water is tar.
Right.
But being that they're touching each other, the water that's tummy is now going to contaminate the water that is tahar. So I start out worse than I started.
Mm-hmm.
Next, halacha. Not unless you shine them l'shtei. Not unless you shine them l'shtei. I do together. I put hands together, and you pour water. So all the water is tummy. V'nimlach not unless hashnim liliachas. And then I only rinse one hand. I only wash a second for the one hand. I start up by doing both hands, and then I do my shnim only for one hand. For one hand. So it says here yadai tohira. The Yesh Garsim Yodav Torah, Shekevon Shnotel Rishonim Yishte Yodav Kachas, Ein Hevdel Im Neitel Maimar Shrim, called Yad Vyad, Bifne Atzma, O Yeshtem Kachas, Ushtem Torahis. So you don't have to do it. Over here it means Yesh Varshim Shnimlach Vinotel Maim Hashneim Yodai Achas, Bavar Hari, Oysa Yad Shnotel Shneis Torah. Okay, same idea. If I wash both hands together, you pour water on both hands together, so what happens? The tumma has been extracted from both hands, and all of the water is tummy on the hands. My hands are tar. My hands are tar, but the water is tummy. If I then only wash one hand, so that water is tar. And this water is tummy. This is tar, and this is tummy, because I did it separately. It's all one yisoid. The whole Mishnah follows one simple yisoid. The beauty of the Pratim is in the Klalim. Who said that?
Oh, I don't even Abelsky. Care. I don't even care.
Abelsky said that.
Yeah.
Abelsky says, people write, they write.
Let's go, I want to learn. Let's go, I want to hear it.
Not al, so therefore, not al yodei achas, next halach, new halach.
What was the last case?
I wash both hands together.
Yeah.
So what happens?
All
the water is tame on my hands.
Yeah.
Because all the water has to exceed it, and then I separate the hands. And I only wash one hand.
So that hand is kosher.
Right. And this hand is the water is tummy. Good. That's what exactly what it says. Next mish halacha. Not unless are yishayim l'shtei yadais. I wash the yishayim l'shtei yadais. Like this, right? If I next, after this part of the show. Not al l'yadai achas v'shif shifa b'chaverta. Shaloi notla. I wash one hand and I rub it on the other hand that I never washed. Tameya, hayad shenola shenidmu hamayim shalacha b'maga. I wash it twice. I wash twice. Once, twice. So now everything is gevaldik. The first washing extracted the tumah. The second washing was mitahir the mayim. So this hand is good to go. It's good to go. And then what do? I touch this hand. I touch this
shafshif.
Shifshif. It sounds like a shafshif.
Yeah.
Shifshif. Shifshif. So what happens? This here now contaminates the water. Because this is completely tame. The shifshif v'chaverta. Not liyad l'achim v'shilu v'chaverta shlo n'odla t'meya hayad sh'n'odla sh'nitmu ha'mayim sh'olera b'mag chaverta v'chosh v'mayim v'tam e'isa. It contaminates it. Next halacha. Let's say b'roishe oi b'kaisel. Shifshif es hayad sh'n'odla b'roishe oi b'kaisel k'dil l'nagva t'hoiro hayad sh'aroishe ha'kaisel inim v'tam e'tmeim. If I take the hand, I wash twice, and then I put it on my face. Sweat. Put it on my face, nothing happens. Because the face does not contaminate the water. I rub against the wall, tar. Because the wall is not tar, the wall is tar, and the panim is tar. That's why you give a frask on the face, because it's the mukm of tahara.
Yeah.
That's why hit children's face. You hit them in the mukm of tahara. Frask and the ponim. Gvalvik. Drush. Drush. You don't like my drush. You like Mansur's drush. Not out here. A brush across the shoulder is the other way. The shoulder of the brush of the coast of the lag with Horus. A yash, a rush of the coast of the name, the inner metam, a son. Next. Noilim are above the Hamish and Adam Zebits at Zesh, Mikarim, Yedem, Ilu, Vashav, Malayim, Mind, Brasakas, the Queen's Rough, a very wide utensil. oi zel gav ze shedai mehin zu al gav zu ve mayim lishrochem al kul gachas ve ein choyshishin loy mishum tuma shemadinu hayadayim kishnachlu hamayim yodah shol zel yodah shol zev loy mishum mayim shenase vahem amalacha loy mishum mishum kli shem loy nedlu min akli loy mishum shema loy nedlu nervias lo fishakulim lachshav ki yarachas uvad sheyirpu yideyem sheyavoy sheyirpu should be weak. They should not be tight, they should not be pressed tightly. They should be loose. They should be loose so the water can spread upon it. So in other words, if five people put their hands one on top of the other and you wash, one could argue the only one that's having their hands washed with a kli utensil is the top guy, not the bottom guy. The only one that's called a revi is the top guy. The only one that the mayim shenasim b'chem melacha, the water already was used for melacha by washing the first fellow's hand. No, if you put all your hands together and you wash with one utensil in one shot, it's not. Everyone counts. We view all the water and all the hands to be one big hand, one big set of hands, and the mela, everything is kosher v'yosha. That's Chaz the Mishnah. Only Yisoid, you need to know to the Mishnah.
I know Yisoid, let's go.
Hayadayim, mitamois, they become tamei, umitaharois, and the only way you can cleanse when you wash mitilas yadayim, it's only mitahar until the perek, ara perek. Ketzah. Not alas harishayim, ara perek. You wash the first washing until the perek. V'yes hashniim, chutz the perek. V'chazuliyat, I wash the second washing over here. And it flows down. It's good. Why would you think it's why would you think it's tar? What's the lomis? You would think that since this part of the body it's the first time it's receiving the water is becoming tame.
But it's not tame.
It's not tame. The mela, the water remains tar. When it flows down, it cleanses the water over here. Next halacha. Let's say not less of Yisharim v'Yisashim chutz l'perek, which means according to the Gra, you start out washing in the right location, so the water is tamei because I washed it over here. It's good, it's tamei, and then I go up, and then I go up, and then I wash the mayim shneim, and then I go up. So when the mayim shneim goes up and makes contact with the water over here,
tamei
becomes tamei. And then when it goes back down, it contaminates once again. I only wash this hand, one hand. One hand, I want to strike, one hand. Only once. The nimlach, and then I put my hands together, and then you pour water on both hands. No, that's the next case. You skip the case. I wash the mayim rishonim, only one hand. So the water is tamei. I put them together, and now you wash in one shot. So the water over here is tahar, because it's the second time. The water here is tamei, it's the first time. And because my hands are touching each other, the water that's tamei in turn will now be mitamei, the water that's now tar. So everything is tamei. Everything is tamei. Not alas harishonim lida achas. V'nimlach, I changed my mind, and now v'notel es hashniim l'shtei yadav. I do the second washing with both hands together, tameos, because for the second hand it's really the first time, and now that water becomes tamei. Now it contaminates the other water. Got it?
Yep.
Next, notel es harishonim l'shtei yadav. I wash both hands together, so all the water is tamei, and then I separate, and I only wash the shniim. So this hand is tar, and the other hand remains tamei. I wash only one hand. The shift shifa b'chaver top. So one hand is gvaldik. One hand I wash twice. I wash one hand twice, so it's completely tahar. And then the shift shifa, but it's still wet. And water that's wet is the water that's wet is tahar. The shif shifa bachaver. I rub it against the other hand. Taneya, because the second hand now contaminates the water on the first hand. Let's say when the water is wet, b'roisha, I take the water that's wet. I touch b'roisha because I touch my head or I touch the wall to higher because the roish. The roish is not metame. The roish is not metame. Arye shraga roth is not metame.
You gotta pick up this book because I'm not getting it.
What?
I have to pick up the book.
You understand what I'm saying over here?
Some of it, yes, I would. Yeah.
Leilim Abba v'chamisha zebet zebet zat ze zel gab ze uvad sheyirapu yeshevo b'chamamayim. As long as your hands are loose, four or five we can wash in one shot. You understand the Mishnah? So what time is it now? You want to stop over here? Get the picture book today.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll stop here. Picture book today.